Okay, Davis Dewsbury, tell me, but there's some exciting news about Auric.
Yes, sir. As one of the co-creators behind Great North Comics, we're proud to announce that we have a brand new Auric book coming out. And kind of the different thing about it this time is that it's a different creative crew writing and drawing it. And we have Canadian comic book royalty, basically, as the creative team for this book. Auric, A God in Plastic, Book One. So we have Mark Shainblum, who is part of the, he's been nominated into the Canadian Comic Book Hall of Fame. He's known for writing Northgard, an Anglo man. And we also have Dan Day, who is his career spanned 40, 50 years now, and he's drawn everything from Swamp Thing to Batman to Sherlock Holmes, you name it, he's drawn everything. So we've got these two heavy hitters taking on our character in a 32-page black and white World War II era story, Auric story.
Wow. Okay. What I mean, sometimes when one cartoonist takes over from another, you can see the differences. What will people who read Auric, will they notice anything different besides it being black and white?
Well, yeah, like you said, every artist has their own different style, unique style. Dan is, like I said, has been around for a long time, and his work ethic is, second to none. His art is hyper detailed. I think people are going to be blown away with what they see as they turn the pages through this book. It's gorgeous. It's presented in black and white, like pretty much every Auric backstory that we tell. Yeah, it's, I think people are going to be really happy with what they see.
So can you tell me basically in 25 words or less what the story is, what it's about, or
Okay.
do you not want to give it away?
I can read you a short, a brief, rundown if you'd like
Okay,
about,
sure.
okay. So, sorry. Okay, so it's 1941, and it's been nearly 30 years since Auric's mission to save the North began. But even as his legend grows, he's still feared and shunned by most of the people he fights to protect. But now the world is aflame, and not even the Great Protector can stay isolated from Hitler's war. The Nazis have ensnared a dark power from Canada's North, which could lead to the death of billions and doom for the Allied cause. Canada's wartime mystery man, the Black Ensign, comes to recruit Auric to the war effort, and he's not taking no for an answer. Auric comes face to face with the Canadian Prime Minister, Mackenzie King, who is secretly also a Sorcerer Supreme, the Wizard of the Western World. And don't miss the return of Auric's patron spirit of the Inuit people, the Northern Goddess.
Okay, so this is available now.
Right now, we are running a 30-day Kickstarter campaign where people can go to Kickstarter.com and type in Auric, A God in Plastic, and the campaign page will pop right up. Or you can go to mine or the Auric Facebook page, and you'll get a link to the campaign. And we have plenty of different cool rewards for anybody that wants to pledge towards getting this book made. So.
Okay, so it's still at that stage. When do you hope to have it done and ready for
Well, the
sale?
book, it's the yeah, the book is completely drawn. It's written and drawn. It's just some minor production work needs to be done now with the lettering. And like I said, once this campaign's done, we're going to get this out to the public as soon as possible, because we're super psyched to get this into people's hands and see what they say.
Okay, so you don't have a date set for it.
No, we're shooting for July.
Okay, good. Anything else you want to tell me about it?
No, other than we're really excited to get this book out to everybody, and we think you're going to be surprised, and hopefully we will see your support with the campaign and make this book a reality.
Good stuff. Thanks for this, Davis.